is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word. Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in the book of Proverbs. What a great book, the book of Proverbs. We're going to be right in the first chapter. So if you have access to a Bible, I know you may be driving or working and you just can't sit down with a Bible at this moment. But if you can, grab a Bible, open up to Proverbs chapter 1 and join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. These are little notebooks that fit into a shirt pocket or into your purse or into a Bible case. I take mine with me to church, and as people say, pray for me, I can pull out my journal and write their name right then. And then sometimes I even take a moment to pray with them right at that moment. I've been doing that a lot more recently, and I know it's a blessing to people, and I remember to pray for them better when I do that, and especially when I write them in my journal. And then you can go back and mark when God has answered those prayers, as He always does. And so the prayer journals are absolutely free. You just simply write to us, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we'll get one of these out to you just as quick as we can. So you can contact us in several ways. One way is through our website at considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says contact us, and if you'll click on that and just send us a note about the prayer journal, tell us where you're hearing your broadcast, give us an address, and again, we'll send it out to you. Now, I'm going to promise you this. We're not going to send you a bunch of email. We're not going to be texting you. We're not going to be begging you for money. You simply write to us. We'll send you the prayer journals, and you can pray for us as well. Now, you can also contact me by email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, let's take a look at Proverbs for a little bit. Proverbs, a couple of years ago, I read through Proverbs 12 times. You see, if you read a proverb a day, you know, most months have 31 days. And so you may have to make some adjustments here and there, but you can read a proverb a day, and you'll read through the whole book in a month. So like whatever the day is, just pick that day and read the proverb for that day. God will bless you as you read His Word, and boy, Proverbs gives you a lot of wisdom, as you'll see here in this first few verses. And so, you know, that year I went through Proverbs every month. I did it for a whole year. I read through Proverbs 12 times, and each time I would mark some different theme or some different idea, and I loved reading through the Proverbs. So let's get into it. Proverbs chapter 1, right at the beginning. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtly to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. As you read through Proverbs, he has much to say about the fool. In fact, the word in the Bible is used over 110 times. In the Old Testament, when you see the word fool, it usually refers to someone who is actually literally stupid or silly, not serious. In the New Testament, when you find the word fool, it refers to someone who is usually mindless or immoral. And the book of Proverbs has much to say about the fool as opposed to the wise. I'm going to look at a few of these. I want you to see four fools in Proverbs. The first one, I'm sure you have probably heard of before, and that is the foolish philosopher. From Psalm 14:1, the Bible says, "The fool has said in his heart, 'There is no God.' They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." Almost the same words are also found in Psalm 53:1. Now, when someone says there is no God or profess to believe there is no God, we call them an atheist, or it is atheism. Now, I believe that when people try to refuse God and do not believe God, it's because they're finding a way to not be accountable to Him. And so in order to not be accountable to God, they just simply refuse to believe that He exists. This is a philosophy that comes out of so many things, or out of this philosophy comes humanism and evolution and even communism and so many other things. The Bible says only the fool would say that there is no God. They have to deny all evidence of God wherever they may find it. That person still, you know, they think they're so smart. The Bible says professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. The second is the foolish follower. Proverbs 28:26. "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." Now, listen to this. You know, during this time of year, in the last few weeks and maybe in the next coming weeks, there'll be many graduations, young people graduating from high school and from college. And I've been to many of these, and it seems like almost every time I hear somebody say, "Just follow your heart," or "follow your passion." Follow your heart. Yet the Bible says, "He that trusts his own heart is a fool." I know people are trying to offer good advice, but that's all that they have, and it's really not that good advice. You know, following your heart or following your passion, something you love to do. And many have pursued that, and they found out it kind of leads to an emptiness, and in there they don't find any satisfaction. And they end up just trying to search for a way to get by and find a way to make a living. So why not? Why shouldn't we follow our hearts? Well, let me give you this. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" The heart is deceitful. Your heart will lie to you. You can't rely on emotions, and you can't rely on feelings. The Bible says it's also desperately wicked, which means incurably sick. It's because of our sin nature and that we were born into sin. And he goes on to say, who can really know it? The third one is one that Jesus talked about over in Luke chapter 12. I want to read this passage of Scripture. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it except just to read it to you. It's Luke 12, starting in verse 16. Jesus was giving us a parable. And so in verse 16, the Bible says that he spake a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits?' And he said, 'This will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruit and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Here we see a foolish farmer who had plenty. He had so much that he began to make his plans. I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and I'll build greater barns. He was self-sufficient in himself. And so he said, so take it easy. Just eat, drink, and be merry. But then God comes to him and says, you fool. You fool, this night your soul will be taken from you. That night he would die. So God, Jesus said, now, whose will those believe now? You know, the point is this, that we ought to be laying up treasure for God and not for ourselves. In fact, in that same passage of Scripture, it goes on to say, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whoso those things be which thou hast provided, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. See, we should be investing in godly things, in our giving and in sharing and in serving, investing in the kingdom of God, not in the things of this world. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to save and be prepared, but don't think you're so self-sufficient that God could not call you home the very next day. And then the last one, the fourth one, was a foolish, I'm going to say framer, just to kind of keep my alliteration going. What I'm talking about is a foolish builder. Jesus talked about this guy over in Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 21. Many of you are familiar with this. In verse 21, Matthew 7, he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, we have not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I'll profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him unto a wise man, which built his house on a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded up on a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine or at his teaching. Here we have the wise man and the foolish man. The wise man hears the word of God and obeys the word of God. In obeying the word of God, he builds his life on a rock. And when those hard times come, when those storms blow, and in the midst of those storms, he does not fall. He stands strong. The foolish man hears, doesn't obey the word of God, and his house is built on the sand. And when those storms come and those hard times come, he falls flat on his face. So there you are, four fools: the foolish philosopher, the foolish follower, the foolish farmer, and the foolish framer. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
We were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came.